Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hello everyone, welcome back to our series on longevity and biohacking. I am your friend, your host, your coach, CJ, and today we're going to dive into another hallmark of aging, which is called epigenetic alterations. Now, if you're new to biohacking or you want to deepen your understanding of how to live longer and a healthier life, you have landed at the right place. So let's get started. You must be wondering, what are epigenetic alterations, CJ? It's a complicated word, right? Let's break it down. Now, the study of epigenetics shows us how our behavior and our environment can affect the way our genes work. Now, unlike genetic changes, if you have some kind of a gene, it's not like you're going to reverse that gene. You're born with the gene, you will die with that gene, and nothing changes. What can change, though, is the epigenetics, which is the environment which is responsible to turn certain genes on and turn certain genes off. This is like a light switch. The light is always going to be there. You can turn it off or turn it on. Your environment is what's doing that. The whole premise of biohacking really is for you to take control of your biology, take control of your environment, so your body can be the way you want it to be. Now, to drive this point home, think of your DNA as a script, okay? Let's think of it as a play. Your epigenetics is actually the director, which is instructing the whole crew which parts of the script have to be highlighted first, which actors are in the front, which actors in the back, which scenes are lively, which scenes are muted, and what special effects can be enhanced. Now, all of this is done by the director, which is your epigenetics. These epigenetics can have a very profound impact on our health, our longevity, and our biology. The environment is everything. So let's look at what the environment can do for us or against us. One of the things that happens in the environment that you don't see is called DNA methylation. Now, this is a complex term. It basically means that a methyl group gets added to a DNA segment without changing the DNA sequence. Now, DNA methylation can make certain genes turn on, make certain genes turn off, like I mentioned before. Another thing that happens in our body, which we don't see, we're going to talk about all the things that we see, but these are the background things that are going on, are histone modifications. Now, histones are these proteins that can actually package the DNA into structural units, and these units are called nucleosomes. When these histones get modified, they can also influence the expression of the gene. In fact, there was a research in Cell Reports Journal that shows us that histone modifications with our environment is one of the most crucial factors for aging. Then we have something called as non-coding RNAs. Now, these are RNA molecules that are not translated directly into the proteins, but actually can influence the whole gene expression itself. Now, studies also show that non-coding RNA can influence our disease factors, our life factors, and all of these genes that can disrupt our entire body. These are complicated scientific terms. I know you're thinking about this, but I had to get it out there because some of you are looking to this video to increase your knowledge, and now you have a base understanding of what this is. In short, you want to make sure the movie, the script, or the play of your life goes well. And to do that, you got to pay attention on the director, which is the epigenetics. Now, let's talk about some of the most practical things that you will understand. Epigenetics can cause neurodegenerative diseases, cardiovascular diseases, cancer, so many things. And how does it do that? Now, let's look at some of the most common things that we can do to avoid all of these things. The major factor that I always say is lifestyle. You can take a lot of supplements, you can do all of those things, but unless and until, guys, you fix your lifestyle, nothing's gonna move the needle for you. And when we say lifestyle, what do we mean? Simple things. Eat good food. which is rich in nutrients. One of the nutrients that you should have is folate, and folate supports DNA methylation, so that's good. The other thing that you should have is foods rich in polyphenols. Foods like berries, green tea, dark chocolate, red wine. If you see our other videos, we've been talking about this all the time. These can actually influence your epigenetics. And polyphenols, talking of red wine, there is a compound called resveratrol. This is found in red vines and in berries. In many studies, it's shown to activate the longevity proteins in our body called sirtuins, and especially SIRT1 that influences longevity the most. Then we have sulforaphane, which is found in vegetables like cruciferous vegetables. This vegetables such as broccoli and cauliflower, this can help modulate something called as histone deacetylase activity. You don't need to know what it is. It is a little bit complex. Just know that eating broccoli is good for you. Then we have herbs like ginseng that has shown to increase our longevity, gene expression, and promote good life. We have spoken in the other videos about ashwagandha, so that's a superstar. But also Brahmi or Bacopa minori, it's really good. And the way I do it is that I just add it to my coffee. Coffee already has polyphenols. I'm gonna add some of these other things, and it's amazing. Some of the other nuanced herbs, especially these rasayana herbs from Ayurveda that can help promote epigenetic regulations, are amalaki and shatavari. Not very easy to find. You can go to your local grocery store and try to find it. The environment has a lot of impact on your body. Let me tell you a story. There was once this Greek sculptor, really talented guy, who can create beautiful statues from stones. One day, one of his apprentices asked him, "Hey, how do you manage to create such super sculptures?" And the sculptor said, "The statue is already inside of the stone. I just have to chip away the crappy, unnecessary parts." Similarly, our genes have the potential to our health and our longevity. We need to remove the negative influences, the negative environments, the negative activities to reveal the best sculpture, which is already in you. Now, we spoke about some compounds. Let me highlight this specific vitamin called vitamin B9 or folate. Really good. We spoke about resveratrol. I want to talk about curcumin as well, which is the active compound in turmeric, and it modulates epigenetic changes and supports overall health and overall vitality. And that's why, you know, some of the Indians, they live for a long time. It's all over in those curries. NAD precursors are really good. These are very good because of sirtuins. Now, NAD is like the food for the sirtuins, and sirtuins are regulates epigenetic factors. So have more NAD in your body. Have some green tea. Green tea also supports methylation and histone modification because of the EGCC content. Then there's a flavonoid. It's found in a lot of fruits and vegetables, such as onion is one of them. Parsley is one of them, called quercetin. Quercetin can help modulate histone acetylation and sirtuin activities. And when it comes to biohacking, there are a lot of things that are coming up. Every day there's a new biohacking tool. Let me tell you about something which I use quite a lot, which is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, or abbreviated PEMF or PEMF. Now, this uses electromagnetic fields to promote cellular health and influence our gene expressions. This is like grounding, but on steroids. The next one is nutrigenomics. Now, nutrigenomics is an emerging field which links certain nutrients to certain genes. And when you combine these two together, then you can have a healthy gene expression. So it's basically hacking some of your genes with the nutrients, which serves as the environment. One of my favorite things is sauna or infrared sauna. They help you regulate your longevity and influence gene expressions in the most positive manner possible. A lot of biohackers are using this drug called metformin. It is a diabetes drug, but is now shown to have an influence on epigenetic regulations. There are so many studies now coming up on metformin. I don't take it so much, but I have a history of diabetes in my family, so I'm thinking of taking it. It can modulate DNA methylation, and it can also accelerate histone acetylation. Now, there is also another drug. These are pharmaceutical drugs, by the way, rapamycin. And rapamycin has also shown in a lot of journals or a lot of studies to increase epigenetic associations that can help with aging. Senolytics are compounds which eliminate these senescent cells. And these senescent cells can cause a lot of epigenetic issues. Now, these are good to know. You don't have to do it all. don't do it all. People get very excited and they say, oh, I've got so many things. And, you know, then they get stressed, and then stress will again drive your, it'll be a bad environmental input. Take it slow. Reminds me of Confucius. He says, the man who moves a mountain by carrying small stones always wins. Or something around this. But the idea is that small consistent steps, small consistent changes in our lifestyle will actually lead to better health. So take it easy, take it small, start with all of the natural stuff. You don't even have to go to the pharmaceuticals. Then start with some biohacking. And that's it for today. If you like this video, remember to give it a thumbs up. Get in touch with us. Tell us what you liked about it. If you have any questions, let us know. Once again, thank you. Love you all.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.